Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God for our meditation today are the words of our gospel recorded in Luke chapter 13. Then Jesus went through the towns and villages, teaching as he made his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, are only a few people going to be saved?" He said to them, "Make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter, but will not be able to. Once the owner of the house gets up and closes the door, you will stand outside knocking and pleading, 'Sir, open the door for us.' But he will answer, 'I don't know you or where you come from.' Then you will say, 'We ate and drank with you, and you taught in our streets.' But he will reply, 'I don't know you or where you come from. Away from me, all you evildoers.' There will be weeping there and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves thrown out. People will come from east and west and north and south and take their places at the feast in the kingdom of God. Indeed, there are those who are last who will be first, and first who will be last." This is the word of the Lord. In the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the narrow door to heaven, dear friends. How often haven't we heard someone say something like, you don't need to go to church to get to heaven. And we must admit there is just a tiny little bit of truth to that statement. Because after all, you don't need a parachute to jump out of an airplane either. But certain things just make sense, don't they? A Christian will want to be in church to strengthen that relationship with the Savior. And how often haven't we heard someone say, "Well, you know, getting to heaven is like climbing a mountain. There are various trails and paths, but they all lead to the same place. And so it is getting to heaven. It doesn't matter what religion you are, what church you go to, what you believe in, or who you believe in. We'll all get to heaven in the end." That's not at all what Jesus says today. Or any other day for that matter. Jesus makes it very clear that the door to heaven is narrow. On occasion, Jesus had called himself the light of the world. Another time, he said he's the good shepherd. Another time, he said, "I'm the gate." He doesn't come right out and say, "I am the narrow door." But it's real easy for us to see and to hear. That's really what he's saying. He is the narrow door to heaven. People can try whatever way they want, but there is only one way to get in. The narrow door, Jesus Christ. As we look at these words this morning, we truly see Jesus, the narrow door to heaven. We see for whom this door is open and for whom it is closed. Jesus was making his way through the countryside, visiting various towns and villages. Imagine him with his small band of disciples. And someone raises the question, are only a few going to be saved? Are you, Rabbi, only saving a few people? Jesus' answer was, make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many will try and will not be able to enter. Fortunately, Jesus wasn't talking about a physical door being narrow. Otherwise, people like me might not get in. He's talking about a spiritual door. A spiritual door that is narrow, in which a person needs to leave behind and remove all of the self-righteous fat and enter that door, skin and bones, totally spiritually dependent on Jesus Christ as Savior. Jesus alone is the narrow door. There must be a personal relationship of faith in Jesus as Savior to enter heaven. Not by righteous deeds that I have done, but by the mercy of Christ. That's the way to heaven. Yes, indeed. To enter heaven, the person needs to recognize sin, turn from it in repentance, and believe in Jesus. That sorrow over sin needs to be coupled with faith in Christ, faith worked by the Holy Spirit. Faith worked in us because God chose us. He chose us in baptism to be His own, now and forever. We heard in our first lesson how Gideon had an army chosen for him by the Lord. Not really the soldiers or the way we would go about picking soldiers for our army, huh? But that's what the Lord did. And when the Lord picked us, He didn't say, oh, potential there. Or a good person, better than someone else. No, it was purely His love and His mercy that had Him choose you and me to be His own. Praise be to the Lord. He chose us and has given us faith, a reliance, a trust in Jesus Christ as our Savior. The same faith that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the patriarchs of the Old Testament had, a faith in the promises of God. And yes, maybe by comparison, it will seem like only a few people are saved. So many different religions out there and only one true way to be saved. Christians might be a minority, but not such a small little group. What's Jesus say? He says there'll be people coming from the east and the west, the north and the south. Every nation, language, tribe will be gathering and entering through that narrow door, entering with us, for whom the door is open through faith in Christ. What a glorious sight. What a joyous occasion to be in the presence of our Savior, Jesus. The narrow door will welcome us into His home, His eternity, just as we enter our homes and our doors to our friends to come in and be with us. The door is heaven. The door of heaven is open to us. Jesus, the narrow door, permits us in. But for others, the door is not open. It is closed. For the people who are fat with their own self-righteousness, on their own ideas of how they can get to heaven, how they don't need a Savior, the door will be closed. It's a harsh reality. One that many people don't like to think about. But one that Jesus clearly speaks about. He says, indeed, there will be people coming to the door and knocking and crying out, wanting to get in. And what will Jesus say? I don't know you. Or where you come from. Says, you're not getting in. When Jesus spoke of himself as the good shepherd, he said that his sheep hear his voice. They know him, and he knows them. Huh? Jesus also knows those that aren't his. And he says, you stay out. You're not welcome here. What a stern warning for the people of our world and for us. The people of Jesus' day, many of them were looking for a Messiah, but not one like Jesus. They didn't want a Savior from sin. They wanted someone who would make them politically great nation again. Many of the people of Jesus' day felt that they didn't need a Savior. They could earn their way to heaven. They were good little Pharisees. What has changed in our world, huh? People today still don't want a Savior like Jesus Christ. People today still want to earn their own way, punch their own ticket to get into heaven. And they will find themselves on the outside, pleading, screaming. We ate and drank with you. We listened to you when you preached in our streets. We had a relationship with you. Let us in. Almost sounds like someone who maybe was even some point a member of a Christian church, huh? Listen to Jesus on occasion. Maybe even receive the Lord's Supper a time or two in their lives. But what was missing? That close personal relationship of faith. That's what was missing. And Jesus says, get away from me, all you evildoers. I don't know who you are or where you come from. The reality is this, dear friends. The door to heaven is narrow, and many people will not get there. Fortunately, Jesus spoke the last verse too, huh? That those who are last, some of them will be first. You see, now is the time. Now is the time for us to come to action. Come to action for our God and his people. Now is the time to rededicate ourselves to faithful, loving service of our Savior. Now is the time for us to see our friends, our neighbors, our family members, our co-workers as needing to know Jesus, the narrow door. Before it's too late, before they're left on the outside and they can't get in. Jesus wants all to be saved. He gave himself for all. He calls on us to be his messengers, his witnesses in the world today. How can we sit back and let people just go down the path to hell because they have an idea that their way might work out for them. There's but one way, Jesus. That's why we have a Lutheran elementary school, to teach our children the narrow door, Jesus. That's why we have a ministry plan to carry Jesus to the neighborhoods, to our community. We need to be involved in that, to be the faithful witnesses, the foot soldiers like Gideon had. Because the door to heaven is narrow, and now is the time. Jesus is the narrow door. Be thankful he has opened the door for you and for me. But don't be satisfied there. Don't be satisfied until every person you know sees Jesus as the narrow door too. Pray for them. Speak to them in love. Encourage them to see Jesus. And indeed, the first, those who are last, may be first with us, entering through the door into glory. Amen.